Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, "Is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Guilty. Luigi Mangione, one of the most outrageous, brazen murders, just in broad daylight in New York City. The Minnesota father of two from Maple Grove, the healthcare executive. A small amount of justice today, but still questions. It's drive time. Glad to have you with us. Jason here with Dan. I cannot believe that there are still idiots out there who are standing up saying that they defend what Luigi Mangione did. They understand why he did what he did. They defend him. Luigi Mangione sat in court, spoke in his own words today, pleading guilty to two federal counts, and admitted that not only was he just overcome with anger at the health insurance industry, and look, a lot of Americans are pissed off at the health insurance industry. It was in Laura's news just a minute ago. DFL candidate for governor Amy Klobuchar saying she's, you know, going to re-envision the healthcare system in the state of Minnesota, partially because people are mad. We are a country where the health insurance industry drives our care. And they can give you all the reasoning of like, well, we're trying to use the money in the best way to make sure that outcomes are good. And I understand it. And there is no perfect way to pay for the increasingly specialized and detailed and ongoing and expensive care. But to defend someone who 3D printed a gun, pretended to be an investor reaching out to United Healthcare to get information on this meeting in New York City, stalked Brian Thompson and then executed him on the street, you've lost your mind. Today, in a way, changes nothing. We knew he did it. He was saying he was not guilty, but he also was not saying it wasn't me. So a lot of this didn't change. A lot of this didn't change today. I am surprised that there are still people defending Luigi Mangione. There are lots of legal issues around this, and I want to bring in our legal analyst on WCCO Radio, criminal defense attorney Joe Tamburino, who's been analyzing this case, watching what's been going on. There are a lot of legal issues to talk about, including Luigi Mangione saying, because I pled guilty, the state murder trials, I don't want to hear it. That's double jeopardy. You can't try me when I've already pled guilty to this. We'll get into that in a minute. But first, after the delay, after trying to say not guilty, why do you think Luigi Mangione pled guilty today?
Well, thanks for having me on, Jason. Probably because it's the end of the road. You know, I mean, the defense attorneys have probably had all of the discovery, which means all of the proffered evidence. They've gone over the statements, the videos, everything. They've talked to their client, I'm sure, numerous times, and they probably decided there's really no way out. You know, they started with all different things, mental illness, defense, all these kind of things, but then you get to the end of the road and this is it.
Is there a calculus where maybe he's pleading guilty to the federal charges,
thinking that's better than pleading guilty to the state murder charges. He didn't plead guilty to murder exactly today.
That's right. Well, it's so funny you mention that, because that could be part of the calculus, because everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, but a number of people are saying, well, if he's convicted in federal court, double jeopardy, how can they get him in state court? Well, they actually can. New York State has a very unique double jeopardy law that gives more protection to the defendant than most states. However, if you get convicted in federal court and New York State court wants to prosecute you for the same killing, but under a different law. In New York, it's straight up intentional murder. With the feds, it's stalking, death as the result. They still can, because there are different elements to the crime, different the crimes trying to prevent different types of harms, so you can do it. But that's definitely a calculus.
I don't love it, Joe. I don't love, over the last, I don't know, 5 years, it seems like, we have all of these federal prosecutions for things that are obviously state crimes, murder. Right. We know what the feds are doing. They want to have their trophy. We got a guilty, or maybe they want to have it be death penalty. It doesn't sit right to me. We have different court systems. Why not just let the states handle this stuff like we always used to?
Well, you're absolutely right. That's what we always used to do. Except in today's world, for who knows what reason, there is a distrust between feds, state, sometime between state and local. I mean, it was only a couple of years ago that Governor Walz removed a couple of cases from the Hennepin County Attorney's Office gave them to Keith Ellison, the AG, because presumably Governor Walz didn't think that the county attorney was doing a good job prosecuting them. Well, it's the same thing with the federal government. So for some reason, this has all come into play where, you know, the feds, you know, they don't obviously trust the locals much.
Yeah. Do you think it's distrust, or is it they want the credit?
Well, it could be both. You're right. It could be both. They want the credit. But normally, the way it went, I mean, I've been doing this 37 years, and for the first 35, 34 years, almost always the state would go first.
Yeah.
It really would. And then the feds would only pick it up if it was so egregious or there was a different law. I mean, the best case example of that are the Rodney King cops.
Sure.
In 1992, the four cops were acquitted in Los Angeles County, but then the feds came in with, you know, the death as a result of civil rights violation, excessive force, and two out of the cops were convicted there. So you had some of these outlier cases, but for the most part, state would do what it did. Feds would usually respect it, and occasionally they would step in.
Joe Tamburino is with us. I mean, this was sad, really, to read the accounts of what Luigi Mangione said. The charge was stalking that resulted in death. To me, that sounds pretty close to a murder charge as well, right? But hearing that, he did research. He reached out to United Health Group. He did have back pain, and he did have his own struggles with insurance, although I don't believe he was having troubles with United Health Group specifically. Do we lose something by not having a trial? We've talked about this in other cases.
Right.
I understand, like, you want the guilty, but, like, what was the extent of the stalking? Did United Health Group provide enough security? Did Mr. Thompson know that somebody was stalking him or after him? What, you know, I have a lot of questions about, and certainly if I were upper management, not that anyone's crying for upper management of any company in this society today, but I would be concerned about what actually happened here.
You're absolutely right. And the bottom line is you always lose something in terms of transparency and facts when there is a plea deal rather than a trial. Because when you have a trial, the government, whether it's federal or state, has to come forth in an open courtroom, public. You know, in state court, it could be televised, not in federal court, where you're going to get some answers. There's no doubt about it. You know, I think you and I talked about this with the Vance Bolter case.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, he pled guilty. You can't stop someone from pleading guilty. Now, Most of the time with pleas of guilty, the government, state or federal, arrives at a plea agreement with you. Now, is that good to do? Yeah, in many situations, it certainly is. I can understand why the federal government said, look, Mr. Mangione, you want to plead guilty? Here's something. But however, we're still going for life in prison. You could argue for less, yeah, but the bottom line is he's going to get life in prison anyway.
Joe, it's still disgusting to me to see people, even after we get a little more detail on just how heartless and violent this act was, premeditated, pre-planned, stalking. There are still those who look at Luigi Mangione and say, like, well, he did the right thing. It's crazy.
It's crazy, deplorable, disgusting, unacceptable. You could use any terminology you want. And, you know, unfortunately, social media in many regards is like the speedway ramp for crazies out there to say crazy things. And, you know, that's where we are in society today. People, you know, their super ego gets out there and they say things that I think if you sat down with them over a cup of coffee or a beer, they would never say. Hmm. But it seems to be a conduit for some very vile and hateful speech.
We saw family members of Brian Thompson in the court today and outside the courtroom. Do federal prosecutors, do they consult with the victim's family before they offer a, I mean, this isn't much of a deal. He basically, right. I mean, I don't know what the deal is, but he pled guilty to the charges. But do they take that to the family usually?
Yes, there are victim right laws in state and federal court. And a victim or a victim's family, I should say, in this regard, can't tube a deal. They can't axe it. They can't say, I force you to not accept this deal. But they have to be consulted. They have to be given facts. They have to have input. Minnesota, for example, has a very strong victim rights statute. So both in federal and state, they do have to consult them.
No sentence today. He could get life, but he probably will he get life, do you think?
I think he will because of some of the things that you just said. This would be a different case if someone intentionally murdered Mr. Thompson, basically on almost the spur of the moment. Like, say they, you know, they, for whatever reason, they decided to kill this poor man. However, just with what Mr. Mangione admitted, that you're deciding to call up United Health, pretend to be an investor, get all this information, then go to New York City, and then make a gun.
He
made the gun.
3D printer.
Right, right.
So, bought a silencer, put it on there.
I don't see how you can not get death. Yeah. So I think he's going to, excuse me,
or life.
Life.
Yeah.
Not the death penalty's off the table. I don't see how you cannot get life.
Joe Tamburino, appreciate you. Thanks for coming in.
Anytime. Thank you.
So weigh in. You heard what Joe said. You heard my opening remarks about healthcare in America right now. Does this guilty verdict change anything for you? Your initial sympathy or empathy that maybe you had for Luigi Mangione, which, by the way, I think it's sick if you have sympathy or empathy for somebody who executed a man on the street in New York City. But has that changed if you were empathetic at first, hearing some of the details, hearing how premeditated it was? 651-461-9226, a small dose of justice for the family today. This is justice, no matter how mad you are at United Health Group or any other health insurance company. This idea that by killing someone, well, now I'm going to get change, or now I'm going to avenge the fact that coverage was denied. Like, where does this come from? Where does this come from? Drive Time with Darusha back in just a minute.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
651-461-9226. Your reaction today to a bit of a surprise. We had some sense yesterday that it was coming, that Luigi Mangione was going to plead guilty today to the federal charges. You heard me and Joe talk a little bit about how I do not really care for the fact that the federal government is charging everything. They're sort of wedging these gun crimes and murder crimes into various federal statutes like stalking or, you know, interstate gun trafficking, whatever. Just let the states prosecute murders, right? Like, I don't know. If the result isn't significant enough or severe enough, fine, like, then step in. But it, just this sort of nonsense, I don't care for it. Bob on Facebook says Luigi Mangione committed murder, a very wrong response to the menacing monstrosity of United Healthcare. Sean says free Luigi. I mean, there is that sentiment out there. There is that sentiment out there. And I do think, like, you know, it's especially common with young people. And we've talked before, Dan, like, is there something different about the world today that has more young people willing to accept violence, even including murder, if they feel like it is a means to an end that is just?
I would hope not.
Because we've always, young people have always been like, you're young, you're more radical. Like, to me, I don't think that, the vibe isn't different, but the extremeness to me is very different.
I would hope that, you know, a lot of that silly, you know, hashtag free Luigi kind of nonsense is just straight internet trolling.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, people donated all this money.
I think a fair percentage of it is just that.
Just that. Maybe.
But I do think it's worth, you know, asking ourselves that question that, you know, have we created such a tribalist society that we feel like violence is a perfectly reasonable reaction when we feel our tribe is being threatened? And I do think that younger folks do view corporations as threats, as non-human entities that are threatening freedom, threatening livelihood, threatening health in this case. I would still like to think that we're not at a point yet where violence is the automatic reaction, that that's still very much the exception to the rule. But I can't say for sure it's not.
I mean, there was a poll done by Emerson College that found 41% of voters under the age of 30 found the killing, quote, acceptable. When an outfit called Generation Lab polled college students, 81% said they have an extremely or somewhat negative view of the victim. You know, boogeyman, healthcare executive. They also found that 45% of the respondents sympathize with Luigi Mangione. Only 17% said Thompson. About half said they view the killing totally or somewhat justified. I mean, to me, this is sick. It's sick. And I get the anger towards health insurance companies. And I get the idea that people say, well, this health insurance company declined coverage and my mom died, so they're killers too. Well, you're upset at the system that we do healthcare in this country. And I don't blame you. I am too. But the idea that you think that this is somewhat acceptable, like, those numbers to me, Dan, are higher than I would expect if it were just trolling culture. But maybe, well, trolling culture has crossed over into people's, I mean, that's when that, like, I'm a troll crosses over to, like, I think people under 30 really believe this.
I, you know, again, those numbers are worrisome for sure.
So big.
I do wonder, you know, everybody's a warrior when they're behind a keyboard or getting a phone call. You can say whatever you want. when you're actually out living life, what are you willing to support or not support is a different deal. Again, I think those numbers are cause for concern. I'm just not sure I buy that all those people that are saying, oh yeah, no, this is justified, actually believe that. I think a lot of that comes out of, again, troll culture and just anger at the system, at the man.
It's an interesting question. Yeah. Maybe we'll pick that up at five, because I think the people genuinely believe it. They don't mean that they would be willing to do it. But if Luigi Mangione were freed, I do believe half of people under the age of 30 would be happy with it. They'd be happy with it. Which, I don't know. Am I just too old? Maybe. Maybe. It just, to me, it's like there's no justification for this. There just isn't. Jason, do you have any idea what will happen to the money that morons donated to Luigi's defense? I assume his defense has been very expensive and continues to be expensive. Charged in federal court, also charged in New York state court. And that case proceeds, even though his lawyers are trying to get it bounced for double jeopardy. There will be a sentencing hearing in December. I'm sure the money that was donated, I mean, there was a ton of money. It was more than $1 million he raised, right?
Somebody's asking about, with the federal prosecution, does that mean there could be a pardon in the works for someone like this? I would find that very difficult to believe, given the relative politics of it, that the president would be interested in pardoning Luigi as opposed to siding with the CEO of a healthcare system.
Well, maybe a future president is what they're saying. I do think we have convinced ourselves that the president is going to use the pardon in a way to like enforce a political agenda, when really what we've seen is presidents use pardons to endorse their own personal agendas, their own, as always, that has been the case. I personally think it's time to get rid of the presidential pardon. And then we could get rid of all these questions all the time. Let's break. In a minute, I want to talk about flock cameras. Finally, more cities are standing up and saying enough. I get why people hate these cameras. My position on them, it's nuanced. I know. We love the nuance. Where are you on our surveillance culture? And if you and me can run our cell phone everywhere in public, do you really want to make local law enforcement have one hand, two hands tied behind their back? If your family member were missing or the victim of a crime and somebody's off running, you want the cameras off? We'll talk about how we weigh those things. Your feedback, always welcome. 651-461-9226. Drive Time, back in just a minute.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck. So neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.